This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Hair Loss Prevention, Health News, and Supplement channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Rajput from ZFAM Pinnacle, a leading Australian-owned and operated health supplements company, which employs over 600 people worldwide and exports to 26 countries globally. Dr. Rajput, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hello and good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Rajput, and we will be interacting about your queries on hair loss and introducing you to hair loss management today.
And we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you and all the details. So for starters, I understand that you conducted a study of cyclical therapy on 500 patients. Tell me a little more about that study and what results that you saw.
Now, this is a study conducted on two subsets of volunteers, one subset having the standard minoxidil finasteride treatment for the male pattern hair loss, and the second subset having the nutritional supplements, which forms the basics of the cyclical therapy. The second set was female volunteers having minoxidil application only, and the second group having minoxidil application with the nutritional supplements of the cyclical therapy. And what we have seen is you start seeing changes, improvement in the hair quality and the hair growth within 2 months of following the therapy, and the minimum improvement after 2 years of follow-up was 30%. The 30% improvement starts within 2 to 4 months and was maintained for over 1.5 to 2 years. That is the study that we published. This had, in total, including the male and female, and the two groups in each, 500 patients. So that's the study.
Are there any topical solutions that people can use in conjunction with cyclical therapy to further stimulate healthy hair growth, and how do they work, and how often should they be applied?
The topical solutions are a peptide preparation, which is the natural stimulus in the body for hair growth. And the other topical preparation is minoxidil, which is FDA approved for hair growth. These solutions typically, when applied, work for 3 to 4 hours at a time. So they should be used 2 times a day. If they use the application 2 times a day, you get double the benefits. The vitamins are willing to grow your hair for 15 to 18 hours. So if you apply the solution once in the morning, you have a 3-hour benefit. You apply it once in the evening, you have another 3 to 4 hour benefit. So the frequency should be 2 times a day. And the main solutions you can use are minoxidil and a natural peptide preparation.
Also, you mentioned bad scalp hygiene. That's quite interesting. How can we maintain a healthy scalp? And is shampooing every day or so enough? Get into that, if you would.
Yeah, the scalp hygiene is an important part of growing hair. As we know, in our gut, we have a bacterial flora that helps in digestion and dissolving the nutrients in the food. Similarly, you have a particular pH and you have a flora that's colonizing the scalp for healthy hair growth. Now, over-shampooing will destroy the flora, and not shampooing at all will allow buildup of oil secretion, sweats, dust and pollution that is settled on your scalp to ruin the health of the scalp. So ideally, you should wash your hair at least 3 to 4 times a week. Use a mild shampoo. In case you have dandruff, you can use anti-dandruff shampoo not more than 2 times a week or once in 3 days. So in total, 4 washes, out of which if you have dandruff, 2 washes with anti-dandruff, 2 with regular shampoo, or if you do not have dandruff, 3 to 4 washes with regular shampoo. And first wet the hair. That's the mechanism how to use the shampoo. First wet the hair, massage the shampoo in the roots, keep it for 2 to 3 minutes, and then wash it off. It's not like a 10-second wash. Usually people tend to just pour the shampoo on the hair and wash it off in 10 to 15 seconds. The shampoo does not get time to work.
Certainly some helpful information without a question. Today we are visiting with Dr. Rajesh Rajput from ZFAM Pinnacle, a leading Australian-owned and operated health supplements company, here on eHealth Radio's Hair Loss Prevention, Health News, and Supplement channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Rajput, how do cyclical therapy supplements help people avoid fatigue and feel energetic? Shifting gears a little here.
Yeah, the cyclical vitamin therapy focuses on the hair that is willing to grow. First time, we are researching or concentrating on the hair that wants to grow. So far, we have been trying to treat hair that is willing to fall. So we encourage the growth and strength of the roots so that they can stand for any cause. So this therapy typically does not focus on the falling hair or does not start fighting with the falling hair. Any time of your cycle, there is 5, 7, or 10% hair which is in fall phase. We are focusing on the fact that remaining 90% is in growth phase. And if these 90% hair can be strengthened and made to grow better, then you are winning more than trying to concentrate on the 5, 7% which are falling. To fight the 5, 7% which are falling, you require anti-hormones, enzyme blockers, and steroids, which are harmful for health. To encourage the remaining 90% which will grow and become stronger, you require antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, iron, calcium, B-complex, biotin, which is also good for health. So that is the focus of the cyclical therapy. And we combine nutrients in such a way that we are not utilizing 6, 7, 8 nutrients at a time because they interact and reduce the action of one another. We use a combination of two that work best with each other on one day. So two best on Monday, next two on Tuesday, next two on Wednesday, which repeats on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That is the basis of the cycle. That's how the cyclical supplements work.
Lastly, are there any key differences between male hair loss and female hair loss? And how does cyclical therapy differ for men and women?
The main difference between male and female hair loss is that a man, when he loses hair, will get an empty hair patch. Whereas in women, naturally, their follicles, which are having 2, 3, and 4 hair each, will start converting to single hair. So they may not get a patch of hair loss, but what they find is loss of thickness of the hair, loss of volume, and inability to style or comb the hair just falls flat. Also, each and every person, either male or female, will have 4 different components. One is genetic for the hair loss, second is androgenic or hormonal, the third is inflammatory, and the fourth is changes in the regulation of the hair growth cycle. So the cyclical medicine cannot do anything about genetic, but it will support the hair so that the weakening of the hair does not matter and the weak hair does not get hit by any causes. So out of these 4 mechanisms, cyclical medicine works on 3 and works very effectively and takes care of the slight variation which is there between the male and female pattern of hair loss.
Well, certainly our appearance certainly does deal with our health and many issues in France, and we certainly do appreciate your joining us here to give us some good advice on hair health and health care and hair loss prevention in all regards. Where can our listeners get more information on ZFAM Pinnacle, and how could they be in touch as well?
Yeah, we have the ZFAM Pinnacle website, and we also have individual YouTube videos by Dr. Rajesh Rajput, which you can search for detailed information on every aspect of hair loss. Pleasure being with you and talking with you today.
Well, Dr. Rajput, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for joining us here. I believe you're in India today, and we thank you for your time spent with us and the valuable information shared here on the program.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure to be on such an important radio show and being able to share my views with all the viewers.
And we certainly do appreciate it and your time as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Rajesh Rajput from ZFAM Pinnacle, a leading Australian-owned and operated health supplements company. And to learn more, simply visit zfampinnacle.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hair Loss Prevention, Health News, and Supplement Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.